Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. In the background there, we were listening to Zuul Bailey and Natasha Peremsky perform Rachmaninoff's Cello Sonata in G minor. And not only were we listening to him, but Zuul is right here in the studio with us without his cello, but with his lovely voice instead. Thank you, Zuul, for being here.
Great pleasure to be here. And also, what a great morning to start off with Rachmaninoff.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it amazing how that can change the mood so quickly?
It brings a calm
so soothing,
over.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, most listeners know Zuul Bailey is the artistic director for Sitka Music Festival, also a Grammy award-winning cellist. And we are here to talk about the Sitka Music Festival. And welcome, Zuul, back to Sitka. You just arrived here. Tell us a little bit about where you came from and when.
Yeah, I got here last night. I am thrilled to be here. I've been looking forward to this moment for about, since last summer, to be honest. But it's been a whirlwind. I was in Athens, Greece last I remember, which was like a day ago. In fact, I woke up here and I thought I was dreaming. I got here late last night. So I'm about 12 hours difference in my time clock right now in my head. And I literally did. I thought I was dreaming when I woke up and looked around and I was actually sitting here in paradise in Sitka. So
nice.
Thrilled.
Yeah.
Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. What were you doing in Greece? Was this for fun or for music?
No, people always say, you know, what do you do in your downtime? I say, I stay home. You know, I don't think of travel as like a vacation. This was work. Okay. I was playing the Elgar Cello Concerto with the Athens State Symphony in Greece with Christoph Eschenbach conducting. I was only there for 5 days, and it's a huge trek for that little amount of time, but totally worth it, artistically speaking.
And a huge trek then here to Sitka, but at least you'll be here for now
I'm here,
of time.
Right. I'm here for the summer,
yeah.
Basically. And so, and the artists have all arrived, and we're now all getting ready and acclimated. We have people that came in from New York City, of course, and Florida, as well as Mallorca, Spain. Okay. It's a really terrific slew of players, and it all kicks off tonight at the Mean Queen.
And that's at, what time is that? Is that 6:30?
The doors open at 5 p.m.,
okay.
But the concert starts at 6:30, and that is a get to know. You know, the whole thing about Sitka, which I love so much, is that we don't have this barrier between the artist and the audience, and we try our best to make it very familial. So the audiences can get to know the artists and vice versa, and it becomes a really tight circle. And so it starts tonight at the Mean Queen, of course, with people having cocktails and soda and pizza and wings and all the things that the Mean Queen are known for. And also just kind of a tapas menu, musically speaking, of the things to come. It's to get people sonically ready for all the wonderful things that we will have over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's concert.
And is there usually a chance for people who come out to this event to also chat with the musicians sort of after or during?
Totally.
Yeah.
And so the concert will be about an hour. There's a $10 cover charge, by the way. Everyone should know that because that does help us as much as it can help us. But after we play and talking from the stage, everyone hangs out and has pizza and stays there until we don't. And so, yes, for sure. I mean, it's a great place to hang with your people as well as to get to know the artists. And then it kind of gets everything set for the weekend. We also have a really neat thing that we're starting this year with our guest curator, Martin Schur, who is the VP of Artistic Programming with the New World Symphony down in Miami. Martin Schur is going to be doing a Behind the Music each Thursday, and it starts off tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Minor Music Center, and he has eloquently called it a sure thing, which is after, of course, his name, Martin Schur. And what we're going to do is we welcome everybody inside the building, the Minor Music Center, to get to know the artists again, but to also hear more about the music itself. Almost a pre-concert lecture, but I don't like to use those words. It's not a lecture. It's just a behind the music. And we'll have a multimedia thing with we'll have a television screen with different kinds of things to look at, with music videos, cocktails, wine, soda, cheese, whatever there. Just, again, kind of a place. And the fact that we've got the Minor Music Center now as our headquarters, and to have the ability to welcome people into this magnificent building is a luxury, and we just embrace it. So tomorrow at 6 p.m., that's a sure thing, hosted by Martin Schur. And that's, again, a meet and greet with the musicians and behind the music, musically speaking. Then, of course, Friday, Saturday concerts. Both of those are at Centennial Hall at 7 p.m. Just so you know, I know everyone knows this, but the SitkaMusicFestival.org is where people can get tickets, as well as Old Harbor Books. But Friday night, 7 p.m., Centennial Hall, music of Mahler, Piazzolla, and the Schumann Piano Quintet, featuring the musicians from the New World Symphony, as well as Natasha Paremski and Martin Schur and myself, as well as, of course, Alfredo Ayaguez, who I told you came in from Mallorca, Spain. And that's sponsored by Norcoast Marine Surveyors. Saturday, same thing, 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall. That's going to be a great one. That's kind of what you were alluding to with the Rachmaninoff.
Yes, yes.
Rachmaninoff, he would have been 150
okay.
this year.
Okay.
And so the world is celebrating this magnificent, romantic, lush composer who was renowned for his symphonic works as well as his piano works. In this particular case, we're playing the complete works for cello and piano, which sounds like a lot, but it's not. It's
okay.
just two pieces.
Okay.
and we're playing the Rachmaninoff cello sonata.
Which is what we heard.
That's right. As well as the Rachmaninoff vocalise, which is for cello and piano. And in my opinion, and I'm unbiased, with one of the great Rachmaninoff Russian interpreters, Natasha Paremski, leading the show. I mean, to ride the red carpet of sound and ferocity that is in the Rachmaninoff piano part with her playing and play these lush melodies on a cello is something that you can't describe. It's going to be a moment on Saturday night at Centennial Hall at 7 p.m.
It sounds like you're looking forward to it. So
I can't wait.
Listeners should come.
No,
out.
That's when I get to play this piece with her. It is a moment that I just don't have to worry. I just sit there and just go, I can't believe this is happening and that we get to feel this all together.
Mm-hmm.
It's great music, and you can feel the greatness while you're playing, and you can look out in the audience. You know, being a cellist, I get to face the audience, and I can just see the bliss and the luxury on people's faces to be there. Sunday, we have also our CMART family concert on the porch of Stevenson Hall, Minor Music Center, at 4 p.m. And that's a really fun new thing that we did that was kind of also a byproduct of COVID. We started doing outdoor concerts and using the beautiful porch and the lawn at the Minor Music Center as a venue. So that's going to be magnificent on Sunday. It's a lot the first week.
Yes.
It's a great kickoff.
Every
but, you know,
day,
and
starting today.
Every week for the whole summer. So we're basically going to be churning through, and super excited.
Well, there's one more thing I think we should highlight, which is a boat cruise.
That's
so
right.
Tell us when that is and a little bit about that.
Well, that's a highlight. That's, again, something unique to Sitka. The boat cruise is on June 11th. There are some tickets left. It is, again, we go out into the harbor and dock, or we put the anchor down and sit there and listen to beautiful music with the view that only Sitka has. And that's, again, June 11th, the boat cruise at 6 p.m. SitkaMusicFestival.org and Old Harbor Books, you can get your tickets for that. But that's something that every year, from the artist standpoint as well as those who attend, is a moment that people talk about all year.
Well, thank you so much, Zewel, for coming in and giving us some highlights and just being here. So in this dreamscape of your situation, people will be patient with you if they
thank
see you.
Oh, I'm thrilled, as you can tell.
We're great. It's good to have you back.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you, Zewel Bailey, for being here. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.